I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, March 29th. This year's total solar eclipse next Monday is just one of several types of eclipses. For areas south of Middlebury, Barrie, Groton, St. Johnsbury, and Lancaster, rather than a total eclipse, this is a partial eclipse of the sun, though southernmost areas will only see 5% of the sun at the eclipse's maximum. Most recently, there was a partial eclipse frequently obscured by clouds in October of last year, while a more significant one crossed the region in August of 2017. Another curious type of eclipse occurs when the moon is farther from the Earth than average due to its elliptical orbit, varying in distance from 226,000 miles to 252,000 miles. This difference of 26,000 miles alters the size we see the moon, larger when it's closer and as much as 30% smaller when it's farther from us. When farther than average, it is small enough that the moon does not completely cover the sun, leaving a ring of light all the way around the sun known as an annular eclipse, annular meaning ring-like. 30 years ago, this type of eclipse crossed through all of Vermont on May 10, 1994. Next week, more details on viewing our total solar eclipse on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of Vermont Public and the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium.